Listen and Live Audio presents How to Be a Bargain Junkie, written and read for you by my mother, Annie Corzo.
Introduction. The market goes up, the market goes down. We're in a boom, we're in a recession, we're in a depression. We're told to live richly, we're told to spend cautiously. None of this economic seesaw has ever affected me because I've been a thriftaholic all my life. I was brought up in a Bronx railroad flat by poor immigrants. My mother would use a tea bag, then squeeze it dry, hang it up, and use it again the next day. I hated her for this. My father was a tailor, and he would make all my clothes. I hated him for this. I wanted to live like my friends, with spacious homes, trendy outfits, and all the other trappings of comfortable middle-class American life. Most of all, I wanted fresh tea bags. I enjoy those pleasures now, but have learned to respect my parents' frugality. I rarely buy anything that hasn't been pre-worn, pre-used, pre-loved. I'm such a compulsive reuser that when I'm in a restaurant and see the anorexic girl at the next table leaving a pile of food on her plate, I have to fight the impulse to say, excuse me, but if you're not going to finish that, would you mind passing it this way? My thrifty, not stingy is nasty, lifestyle has allowed me to have a comfy home filled with objects of value, the most valuable object being my Danish husband, Benny. I've also managed to educate my child, travel all over the world, and give the occasional dinner party. I try not to do this last one too often. If God had wanted people to cook, she wouldn't have invented restaurants. What my bargainista philosophy has not allowed me to do is to own a $150,000 Birkin crocodile and diamond bag, or even a measly low-end $9,000 Birkin bag. Somehow, I don't feel I've missed much. I'm perfectly happy with my lightweight, washable, silver Le Sport sack. I got it on eBay for $12. Part 1. Acquiring Stuff. Chapter 1. Things don't really make us happy, or so they say. They've done some scientific studies recently on the causes of happiness. I guess they're looking for a cure. It seems that it's not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?